Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Da-da! Attaboy. Da-da! You made it. It's a Friday morning. You are hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a beautiful kind of morning in Rochester.
Yeah.
It's 52 degrees, but the rain is coming down.
Yeah, and it's windy.
Yeah, it is windy. We are still under a wind advisory until 1 o'clock tomorrow. That being said, the 52 degrees will be the warmest it will be all day.
Mm.
Much like Tommy's mom, the temperature goes down, down, down. Throughout the rest of the evening, by 8 o'clock tonight, we will be in the mid-20s.
Damn.
All right. So we got a football game to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Bills-Browns, 1 o'clock here on Sunday. But before we get there, if you were listening to the show yesterday, there's been a lot of buildup to this moment right here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tommy, all week long,
yes.
has been telling me when Kimmy was out of the room that he got us the best Christmas presents ever.
Ever.
And he springs this on Kimmy on the air yesterday.
Yep. I had not heard anything about this.
And this is odd because, as we talked about yesterday, Tommy was never a presents person.
No.
He didn't. He loves getting presents, but if he doesn't like your present, he lets you know by throwing it on the ground. He's like a cocker spaniel where he just drops it. So before the show, Kimmy and I, we gave Tommy his stuff.
Yep.
And Kimmy gave us stuff. Like, for example, you got from...
So you got me this beautiful bottle of Red Breast Irish whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one whiskey.
So I've never had that. You said you had.
So I got turned on to it because they were out of something else. And the bartender said, try this, and it's really good.
Okay.
It's like the best.
Wait, that's the
And this is very unique.
Why is that?
No, I mean, most people don't. This isn't on most people's radar.
Well, no. See, here's the thing. You had mentioned it a couple months ago, and I forgot what you said. So I had asked Kimmy the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
I couldn't remember.
She could remember something. Maybe if I go walk through the liquor store and I'm such a drunk the second I saw
the
name. Like, that's the one.
There you go.
And then, so Kimmy got something for you.
But Kimmy, he got me. Carnivore. this is basically, it's beef jerky, but it's New York strip steak.
Wow. And so this goes
drunk
off.
Drunk and jerkied.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, you had bought prime rib jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same company.
Sure.
And this stuff is like crack.
Wow. It was good. We all tried it.
Yeah, like you can't put it down once you stop.
You got it. And then Kimmy, the kind woman that she is, she got me a
mystery helmet.
Mystery Bills autograph helmet. If you follow me on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, you know I'm into these mystery helmets. So I am now the proud new possessor of a Greg Rousseau autographed mini helmet.
Yes, that's nice.
And if you watch the Netflix show, I Think You Should Leave, she also got me stickers for the driving crooner to put on my car, but I put it on the window, so now we have radio crooner.
Very cool.
Excited about that. But now we have come to the moment of truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are great gifts, but what I came up with was amazing.
Okay, so your gifts even top what we all got each other.
Possibly.
Possibly. Not as confident
right now.
Wait a minute.
Come on, it's a good time.
You've been running your mouth.
I know. Why are you laughing?
This couldn't have worked out any better.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to open the present. Yeah. Right, here we go.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Well, yeah.
Wait, no, what? Yeah.
Okay.
We go for it.
All
right.
What'd you get?
Here we go. No.
What?
Hold on.
More whiskey.
I got you the
very nice.
Japanese whiskey.
Thank you.
Did we all get?
What'd you get, Kimmy?
The same whiskey that Pat got for you.
See, very unique. You wouldn't think of that,
super
right?
Super unique. Who would have thought?
Oh, what
of
else
that?
You get?
What else did we get? No.
Oh wait.
Shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
Hold on. Yeah, this is really wrapped up.
Yeah, my wife does good.
Oh
job.
My god.
It's the exact same carnivore snacks that Kimmy got for Tommy.
Yes.
So wait, you got New York strip.
He actually got nicer.
We got ribeye. He must enjoy the club.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Very unique. Yeah. You'd never see this coming.
Okay, wait. So we all got each other the same
gift.
Yes.
Yes. Pretty much. In combo play. Yes.
Yeah. Is that a testament to our friendship?
It must be.
Or does that mean we're all just lazy? thank you.
Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you so much.
A little beef and booze for the holidays.
Seriously, I'm taking this with me to Cleveland this weekend.
That stuff is, I should have never tasted it because it's so goddamn
good. I'm going to have to hide that from my husband because the second he finds out that is in our kitchen, I'm not even going to get any.
It's only 5 ounces.
You do realize that that's what people say about their, like, Cocker Spaniels.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Don't drop anything.
Thanks a ton, man. Right. Okay, so let's break down.
Yeah, let's do this.
What just happened.
All right.
So we all gave each other alcohol.
Yes.
Right? That's a thing that just happened.
Yep.
And two of the three members of this show, you could say, maybe have a problem with alcohol.
Yes.
So thanks for that. That's really good. But the beef snacks.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
What do you mean?
And I know, don't get me wrong. I love this and I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, do I, like, save this for a special occasion?
Well, that's the problem with, like, good snacks like that. I don't want to ruin it in one sitting.
So I figured, like,
space it out.
I envisioned you guys drinking the alcohol, eating the ribeye strips while you're watching the game. You're just sitting there. Like a little beef and booze.
Are you trying to tell us how to use our presents?
Yes.
Kind of feels like that.
Well, that's what I envisioned.
Okay.
When I got the gift.
You are not allowed to enjoy this unless you're watching.
No, you got a little Japanese whiskey. You got Texas finest prime rib. That's pretty nice.
You're right. You said yesterday it was imported and right from the USA. Yeah. Man, I'm excited about
that. That's all American right there, buddy.
I am so excited about this jerky. So here's the thing. This might be perfect. Because my family and I, well, me, my wife, my brother, and his wife are going to Cleveland.
Oh. Yeah, for the game.
For the Bills game.
I think those snacks are too nice to be road snacks.
That's what I'm saying. And here's the thing, like you said about your husband, if Ryan sniffs out.
Yeah. Oh, bro, yeah.
Because I feel like I have to explain it to him, like, no, this isn't your average jerky that you buy at the grocery store.
Because it tastes like a rib steak.
Yeah.
Like you have to import this jerky.
The prime rib that we had, it tastes legitimately like prime rib.
Yeah.
It, like, melted in your mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe if I get, like, a spray bottle of water. Like
oh, just squirt him off.
Yeah, if he goes for it too fast. Hey! Hey! Oh, thank you, man. Right. That's very nice. This is great.
That's hilarious.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
And look, I don't want to sound ungrateful, because I am very grateful for what you did.
Yes.
You way oversold it.
I know. I knew as soon as I saw what Kimmy got me, I know this is a huge flop. And then when I saw the exact same whiskey I bought Kimmy, I go, this could have worked out any better.
Well, see, all right, here's what I can't figure out. If the whiskey you got Kimmy means you really, really like Kimmy, or the whiskey I got you means that I don't care enough about you.
No, this whiskey is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't buy it for myself. That's how good it is.
Kimmy, he wouldn't buy it for himself.
Okay.
But he'll buy it for you. He'll buy you
whiskey. Right.
Do you drink whiskey?
I do. I have.
Well, you used to drink. Well, she used to do Jameson all the time, right?
Yeah. No.
I have in my past had whiskey one
I don't
time.
Know if I've ever had whiskey that nice. So
whiskey,
we'll
whiskey?
See.
Does your husband drink whiskey?
Yeah.
All right, so now you have
they got the bar all set up now.
So you know you have to hide both of your... Did you buy those presents for her husband?
Yeah, possibly.
I could double, yeah.
Because let's break this down, not to sound misogynistic here, right? Again, 252-WCMF, Tommy bragged for a week about how great the presents he was that he bought us.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Kimmy and I both bought him those presents, those exact presents that he bought back for us.
Yes.
If you told me, hey, I got a woman in my mid-30s, in her mid-30s, that I need to buy Christmas presents for.
Yeah.
The last thing I would say, not knowing her,
beef
and whiskey.
Yeah.
That's a beef and whiskey broad right there.
But he also knows I like my snacks.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you are the snack queen.
Yeah. And that's a high-end snack.
All right. Let's also talk about the whiskey situation here, Kimmy, because you're a little bit, I wouldn't call you a whiskey snob because you drink Jameson, but.
Tommy or me?
Tommy.
Oh. Mm.
Tommy. Right. You're a straight Jameson guy.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, you're right. That's really, really good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy does not have...
I don't know if I'm going to appreciate it the way you want me to.
No, you will. You'll love it.
No, you just wasted that whiskey on her, bro.
No.
My husband will, like, he knows the difference between good whiskeys.
No, but, like, you could have got her, like, Mr. Baltimore. She wouldn't know the difference. She wouldn't know the difference. I mean, look at all that. She would not have known the difference. You just set that money on fire for Kimmy.
Well, the key to this whiskey is you got to do like my old man does. Because you got a bar now, right?
Yeah.
So when you finish drinking this bottle of Redbreast...
Mm-hmm.
Do buy a bottle of Mr. Baltimore, whatever it's called.
So whatever whiskey.
Whatever it is.
pour it back into that bottle.
Okay, and then share it with your friends and family.
Yeah. And then he would serve it to his buddies when they came over, and he would just tell them, yeah, it's top shelf. And it's funny, like, that bottle was just always there, man.
Can we talk about buying whiskey also for a second?
Why is that?
Well, so on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I went out to, what's the liquor store around the corner from your
house? Century.
Century. My daughter had hockey, and I'm walking through the whiskey area, and there were three people in the whiskey area with me.
Yeah.
One was like an older Pittsburgh businessman. He looked like every dad from a Christmas movie. He was like in a suit. He had a long coat. Yeah. He had a hat. He had like the unfurled scarf around his neck. One was like a girl that looked like she was in her late 20s, like all tatted up, but like, you know, like money tattoos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the tattoos don't really mean anything. She has a trust.
Cool.
Yeah, she has a trust fund, but like this is what people in New York City are getting. There was that one. Yeah. And then there was like a drunken 40-year-old guy.
All right.
Like he looked like the whiskey.
I think we used to work with him.
That guy's not 40 anymore. Yeah. But it was funny. It's a high-end liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you have people from all walks of life in this whiskey aisle, all appreciating this whiskey for three very different reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nice to see whiskey's back.
Well,
we almost lost you.
Did we almost lose whiskey?
Well, I mean, it kind of went away for a while. People were drinking it. Everybody went to beer and wine.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, and then like vodka became like the thing in tequila.
Well, luckily, the way that we buy gifts for each other, we all have enough whiskey to, well, at least I do, to last us until the next apocalypse.
Oh, this will get me through the end of the year.
All right, serious question.
Yeah.
How many bottles of Jameson do you have in your house right now?
Four. Well, I buy them by the six. I get a sixer.
Yeah, no, a lot of people buy six packs of alcohol.
Well, I get a case, and then when the case goes down, when I get down to the last two, I buy another case.
Okay, so when it comes to the red breast now, do you mix that in on special occasions, or do you open that and drink it till it's gone?
No, I'll drink that differently. That I'm only going to have neat.
Okay.
That's it.
But I'm saying, will you be drinking that neat until it's gone from this point forward?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you won't be like, oh, it's a special night. I'm going to open up the red.
Well, it's the holidays, so yeah, I'm going to mix and match. I'll do a little JMO. I'll do a little red breast.
No matter what time it was, you were going to be, oh, yeah, it's Halloween. Oh, yeah, it's the summer solstice. Like, you were going to find a reason to like drink the nice whiskey.
You guys want to try it?
I don't want you to open it.
No.
It's yours. No, it's yours.
Sure, it's going to go out the rails.
No, I don't want you to open up your present.
Don't buy it.
You just want to drink. You drunk.
I mean, you're welcome to open it.
No, shut up, Kimmy.
Oh, you have a little taste.
No, I meant you, not us.
No, I understand. What are you doing? If he opens up. Oh, let's have a little taste. Half that bottle will be gone. He'll be hands and knees.
All right,
he'll have Ryan's shirt off. He'll be rubbing him down at 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, what are you this week?
Sounds like a good show.
Sensual. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate
it. Very creative.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Look, I don't think there is a husband, a father in Rochester that would not want to do this.
Oh.
And for two reasons. One, for the comfort. Two, for the finances. And it's the finances that makes this interesting.
All right.
Because every year when this article comes out, it's the exact same article in the Democrat and Chronicle. This year is different. And there is a reason why. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the Democrat Chronicle puts out an article this week, and it's an article that they do every single year.
What is that?
The ideal thermostat temperature for the greater Rochester area.
Okay.
And every single year, you click on this article, open it up if you still get the paper, and you read that you should have your thermostat set at 70 degrees. 70 degrees.
70 degrees.
Always 70.
Right.
Okay.
Except for this year.
Oh, why this year different?
What's the exception?
This year, the Democrat and Chronicle says 68 degrees is where you want to be.
Okay. Any reason in particular?
So they don't
save you money?
Well, they don't say it directly.
Right.
But we know energy costs have been going up. And on top of that, just dealing with RG&E and the bill issues that customers have had the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I'll read you a quote from the story. Mm. Every degree over 68 degrees uses 3% more energy.
What?
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
Seems like it.
3% more?
3% more.
1 degree.
Every degree over 68 uses 3% more energy.
So how much? What does that mean in money?
I don't know, because here's the thing. Every home is different, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends how big your joint is. Right.
And like what the it's
windows,
made out of, how old
drafts,
it is. Yeah,
yeah,
you got it. But I'm with you. I wish there would be an article done that like kind of gives me some idea. Like 68 to 70, is that going to cost me $10 a month? Is that going to cost me $50 a month? Yeah. Is that going to cost
me... percentage of your bill. Yeah,
yeah, $1 a month.
Right.
They don't say. But Tommy, I am guessing...
Yeah.
Based on finances, that's why they went down to 68.
Okay. Because it sounds like to me like... that sounds like $3 added to your bill.
Okay, I love how you just made it up. Like we just...
Because it's 3%.
Is that what it is? It's
3% of whatever your bill is.
Well, no, it's 3% per degree over 68.
Of what?
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's based on your bill.
Yeah, no, but all right.
If your bill's $150 a month,
yeah,
and then you would add 3% to that if you go, that's
okay,
what
it is. No, it's not what I'm saying. Hear me out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying. Listen to me.
I'm saying leave the thermostat.
It's not 3% total. It's 3% per degree over 68. Yeah. So if you kept your house at 71, that would be 9%.
Ooh, that's big savings.
Yeah. It's 10. That's 1/10 of your. What do you mean you're just not?
I
what
ain't
doing
it, man. Okay. I want to be comfortable.
It's your prerogative, right? Because you are a sissy boy.
Yeah, I'm soft.
No, I know. I get it. Like you're the only man I know that wants a thermostat cranked up in his house because you're a pansy ass bitch ass pansy.
Crank
boy.
It up.
But like I'm telling you, I don't know one father husband other than you in Rochester that would have a problem with 68 degrees in the house.
Well, I don't mind sleeping when it's cool. I don't want to be sweaty in bed. Say that for your mama. But you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. Take your presents back. I don't want your car. I would kill to have my house at 68. But I also know my wife would kill me in my sleep if I looked at her and was like, 68 is a new temperature for my house. Like, it just wouldn't fly. You're right. There is no amount of money we could save where my wife would be okay with 68 in the house.
Are you one of those people, too? Like, because you have a big crew coming over. They all pile into your house.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you do that thing, my father. Well, you know, you got a lot of people. And you put the thermostat down because it's going to get hot.
Yeah, it goes down to 65.
Yeah, that's the dad chin salad move. And then they'll lock that in for the rest of the holiday.
Our house does get significantly warmer when there's more than just us in it.
Yes,
but it's nice.
No, look, you try to be a dick, and Kimmy's like, no, actually, I agree with him. Yeah. My family is all hot. We all are hot. And when you get us all...
Well, you're big and hot.
They run warm.
I'm telling you, man, it will go up a full 8 degrees in my house during Christmas.
All right, so you lower it.
Oh, way down to 65, and we'll open the back door with the screen.
Jesus Christ,
man. Get some fresh air in there.
Bro, we got an oven going.
Gets a little steamy.
Just my dad talking adds 6 degrees to the house. 252 WCMF. For the first time in a long time, the Democrat Chronicle is suggesting the ideal number for your thermostat in the wintertime is 68 degrees. It's always been 70. We're trying to figure out why. I'm going to read you a number that I read, Tommy, because we're not good at math.
Yeah.
It says in this story, quote, every degree over 68 that you keep your house at uses 3% more energy.
Energy.
We're going to talk to Nick. He's on CMFA. Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what up, Nick?
Man, not a math major among you, huh?
Well, what do you mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are shockingly bad at math. Somehow Tommy's like the closest in the room, but
when I do low math.
Explain it.
When he's doing low math, I mean, it's a percentage, so all of those other factors you said about windows and all that, that's all taken into account because it's a percentage. So if you spend $200 a month on your bill and Tommy spends $500 a month, then the percentage change is still the same.
That's what we said, Nick. Maybe someone's listening comprehension isn't as good as their math, Nick.
Listen, buddy. Listen, pal. Tommy was telling us $3 more per degree if your bill is $100. You told him no, he's wrong.
No, but, he said
$150.
No. He said $3 more, period.
I don't know what he was saying.
He didn't understand degree per percentage.
It's like $3.
He just thought it was 3% in general.
It's like pennies on the dollar.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to let you go now because somehow you made our really confusing
But we do
show.
Admit we are bad at math.
Yes,
but it's like 90 days same as cash.
What are you talking about? Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Let me say exactly what you guys said.
Pal.
Pal of mine. So you don't have a company house temperature?
We keep it at like 72.
No, I'm saying like when company comes over, no, you don't have a different temperature.
I mean, unless like throughout the day.
Yeah, it just stays the same.
Okay.
And we got a small house. Like, you got a big
house. Who's we? Did you and a cricket buy like a... Your wife has a small house.
She has a small house.
Small house. And it got a lot smaller when your big mouth moved in. 252 WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Phil writes, I keep my house at 65. And it was funny. When we bought our house, the guy who owned it before us said he was paying $400 in electric bills per month. In the winter, he'd keep the house at 70. In the summer, he'd keep it at 65. I'm fine
65 with
that.
65 with the AC going?
I'm fine. That sounds wonderful.
But that would be expensive.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that AC is running constant.
Like, if you told me, I'm going to take every luxury in the world away from you, car, anything you could think of, right? But you could pick one to keep, 65 air conditioning would be it.
Mm. That's too cold.
When I go to a hotel and I don't have to pay the bill.
It. Yeah.
Crank it.
I'll put it down to like 65.
then he touches the thermostat.
You got that?
Yeah, I got it. I got there. Don't worry about it.
Wait, did you get a little flustered thinking about me touching myself, did you? Because it kind of feels that way. No, because like here's the thing. I can't sleep with a blanket, period.
Yeah.
But I love sleeping with a blanket. So like when I get to sleep in a hotel, I can get under a comforter and sleep for the first time because the temperature is as low as I want it to be.
Okay.
It's like a fantasy. That's where I'm at in my life.
A blanket fantasy? What are you, Linus?
How much does a fireplace or a space heater help your heating bill?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it. You want to call Nick back? I don't know. Why don't you say exactly what we said back to
him? Well, I guess it. So, what kind of fireplace do you have?
I have one of those electric fake ones.
We got a gas one.
No,
it's a fake log.
I want to be clear. It's not real fire.
Right. It's just like a pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
This is pretty chintzy.
I don't need fire in my house, man.
How do you not have a fireplace in your
house?
Why do
I need it?
Because you're married to a doctor.
So what?
Every doctor should have one of them big fancy mantle, you know, with a couple of high back chairs and a brandy.
You're trying to make it sound like a doctor thing, but it's really a Pittsburgh thing because you asked first, how do you not have a fireplace in your house?
Yes.
Like every house has a fireplace.
Well, I bet you most of the houses in your neighborhood have fireplaces.
I bet you they don't. They were built in 2006. There's no need for a fireplace.
They built fireplaces.
What's that?
My house had a fireplace in Webster.
My house had a fireplace.
I do feel like there was a line where they stopped building them. Yeah.
Hold them rocks right out of the creek.
Because I remember the neighborhood I grew up in, like a lot of the homes were built in like a 5-year span, and half of us had fireplaces and the other, like the newer houses didn't.
It does feel like it's something like you have to request when you're building.
I can't live without it, man. Because I turn it on every night in the wintertime. Like, we sit down and have drinks, put the fireplace on, put a little smooth jazz, and Daddy gets down to business.
What's that business? Getting drunk watching Netflix?
Yes. Well, at first we will watch, you know, game shows and stuff like
that. The only breast you're getting is red at this point. No, man, like, I'm always curious. Like, if you have a space heater or, like, one of those, like, old, like, the gas fireplace.
Yeah, it's if you have the old wood ones, it's got to, man, because that thing... You can get that thing going.
And you're just paying for the price of wood, which is cheap, even if you can chop up your own wood. Yeah. Like, is the gas that I'm using in the fireplace costing me more than just turning up a degree or two?
Oh, because you are burning gas. You are paying for that. Yeah.
Is the electricity I'm using and, like, one of those fake space heaters that I have with the fire-looking picture on it, does that cost more money than just running a degree or two more in the house?
Oh.
Could somebody give us these answers in the world, please?
So, you know, we got the fireplace. I love it, right?
Yeah.
But then there's times I can't use it.
Why?
My wife does not want me to turn it on when the grandkids are in.
Yeah, that's a good policy.
I said, let's find out how smart these kids are. I'll watch it. But
No, you won't. No, you won't. You can't. Let's say the kid starts running towards a fireplace. I've seen how long it takes you to get out
of that kid
chair.
Runs towards a fireplace?
It's fire, man.
I don't know. Kids fascinating? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the dog stays away from it pretty good.
Bro, your grandson will burn himself if you have the fireplace.
I know. Well, listen, it's a non. So I can't have that on. So
better safe than sorry.
So we have this beautiful fireplace and we can't turn it on.
How was that
you
even?
You turn it on when you're there, just not when the kids are
there.
Well,
no, because from a distance he kind of looks like a 4-year-old.
Man, that joke never does.
How was that even an argument from you?
Kid's fine. We'll watch him. You're on fire.
What about your...
Look at them frontier kids. They grow up in the frontier with a big old open fire.
Half of them died before 12.
Yeah, but they got porridge.
Hey, what do you do with your big bowl of acid you normally keep out too? You keep that out while the kid's there? All right, well, look. I'm glad we got no answers except for Nick. You know, you're stupid. Why? I don't know.
Nick called back to correct us on something else.
Shut up, Nick. Nick sucks. You know why Nick has so much time to call a radio show? His personality.
Sorry, Nick.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bills Browns live Sunday, 1 o'clock on CMF. Tommy's going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tavern.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Chi-Li.
Delicious food, fantastic drink, Tommy Mule. Go hang out with Tommy, the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Li with your friends from CMF. And as we head to Cleveland to see this Browns team, everybody in Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse thinks it's a game you should win walking away.
Yeah.
The Browns are 3-11. They have lost 6 of their last 7 games. Last week, the Bears beat them by 3 touchdowns. They are starting a 5th-round rookie quarterback in Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
He is coming off a 3-interception game. Nothing about this game should be worrisome at all.
Yeah.
Yet, I don't know about you two.
Mm-hmm.
I am terrified of this game on Sunday.
Because you think they're going to come out flat.
I don't know why I'm terrified, but Kimmy, you have the same Bills experience I do. Are you terrified of this game on Sunday?
Oh yeah, because just based on the way the season's kind of gone, and when they hit these highs of a win, it just seems like, especially when they're playing a team like the Browns, like the Dolphins right after that, it's a little bit of a lull.
To Kimmy's point.
Yeah.
And their injury list is long again.
The Bills have a tendency to play down to their opponents, especially on the road.
Mm.
You've got 4 losses, and you can argue 3 of them were bad losses.
Yeah.
Miami and Atlanta, you had no excuse in losing those games. The Patriots games, you committed 3 turnovers. Houston, that defense is legit. Yeah. I understand losing that game. But even in wins, the Bills have made it closer than they had to against New Orleans, Tampa Bay. Terrible first half against the Steelers. And the Bills need this win. They need it. You have to have it.
But the window's there now for them, right? All of it.
The runway is there. Yeah. Yes.
They got to take care of their side of things.
It's all falling into place for you.
I mean, look, whether or not the Bills win the AFC East, you can still argue this would be their easiest path to a Super Bowl.
Your 3 biggest foes are not going to make the 2 of them aren't making the playoffs.
But Burrow and Mahomes are definitely out.
Right.
And now the Ravens are clawing for dear life to hold on. And here's a weird part.
What's that?
The way that things are lined up with the AFC playoffs right now, the Bills are the 6th seed, Houston Texans are the 7th seed. Houston is really the only team, Kimmy, that I'm legitimately like nervous about.
Because of that defense?
Just the way they match up.
The way everything has played out so far, even if the Bills are the 6th seed, with how well Houston's been playing, you could still have a home AFC championship game if Houston manages to win 2 games on the road, which is not out of the question.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As the 6th seed, we could be playing the last ever game at Highmark Stadium to go to the Super Bowl against the Houston Texans teams that would now have to play outside in January.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as to why the Bills, Kimmy, struggle with teams they should put away easy.
What's the problem?
You ready? The Bills are too good at stopping their opponent's best weapon.
They're too good?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so then
what about that have to do with...
That means the schlubs run free?
You got it. So the schlubs run free
On free, schlubbies run free.
Schlubs run free should be the name of Tommy's autobiography.
There is always a player you've never heard of that all of a sudden has the best game of their lives against the Bills.
I'll give you an example. Mahomes has had some of the worst games of his career against the Bills. Burrow had two picks on back-to-back plays a couple weeks ago. Lamar, how many times have we watched him collapse under the weight of the Bills' defense in the fourth quarter? When you know how a team is going to beat you, Sean McDermott can stop that. The problem with bad teams is you don't know who they're going to try and use because everybody's on the same level. Do the Browns this weekend, do they go put the game in Shadur's hands? Do they try to run the ball with rookie running back sensation Quinshon Judkins? Do they have a wide receiver that you have to shut down? Is there a tight end in that roster that has talent that all of a sudden can pop?
So does Sanders run a lot?
No, he's not mobile.
He's not?
He is like very...
How do you have Deion Sanders as your father and you don't run?
No, it's just not his style.
Your father was a millionaire. What the hell happened?
Well, my brothers were.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell happened?
Well, I'm like, you know...
No.
They sucked up all the talent.
The book on Shadur Sanders is if you get pressure on him, he runs backwards.
Oh.
Watch for it on Sunday.
It's always me. Take it. I don't want to play. All right.
I would argue like that strategy, I guess, of everybody kind of being on the same level has worked for the Bills in the past.
Yes.
Offensively.
Yes.
Like where you just, you know, Josh never had like a go-to guy. He had a lot of guys that he could count on, but you never knew who it was going to pop that game.
I mean, to your point, like even this season, right? Yeah. Like, Dalton Kincaid is your best offensive weapon.
Jackson Hawes all of a sudden comes out of nowhere.
He's got three touchdowns. Yeah. Last week, Dawson Knox has two touchdown catches.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you don't know.
Like, when no one is a superstar, it is death by a thousand cuts because now you have to worry about everyone. And not to make a war analogy, but it's guerrilla warfare with football helmets on.
Who
do I stop? And if they do pop, I don't know how to stop them because I didn't know that they were going to have the ability to do something like this.
Yeah, but they got to look at film and see something.
Maybe.
What do these guys do all day?
I always think like the hardest team to prepare for are those teams that have like a quarterback decision that they have to make every now and then where it's like, well, their starter's not working for them, so let's throw this guy in there. And
yes.
As a team preparing, like you should be happy that their starter's out, but I don't really know what to expect from the new guy.
Well, the Bears figured it out last week.
Okay, yeah, but again...
Talk to them.
Okay. Again...
Hello, Chicago.
It's a Sean... It may be a Sean McDermott thing, not an NFL-wide thing.
What do you
like,
mean?
Sean McDermott, when he knows who is talented...
He knows.
That guy, we're going to find a way to stop him in the fourth quarter. When you don't know who's talented, you look at the Dolphins game. You look at the Falcons game. Yeah. You look at what happened with New Orleans, how close that game got.
Well, he better go get his crap together.
It's not about having your crap together. It's about... You're rolling the dice on who to stop.
All right.
Who do you stop? I mean, like, you know, I think Bill Belichick's a fraud of a head coach, but his philosophy was you make them do something other than what they want to do. Well, when the Browns don't do anything well, what do you make them stop doing? Right?
All right.
Yeah, maybe. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the potential. I'm so scared of this game.
So what is your record of visiting the Bills on the road? Have we looked at that in the last?
As far as I go.
Because you're going to Cleveland, you've been to Kansas City twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've been to Detroit.
Yep.
Yep.
So what is your road record as a fan?
Okay, so recently they split the Kansas City games 1-1. They won both games in Detroit that I went to, so that's 3-1. But they lost the game in London, so that's 3-2. Am I missing one?
I forgot about London.
Yeah.
All right, so they're 3-2 when you show up.
They are 3-2 so far.
So you still got a winning record.
In the Josh Allen era, yeah.
All right, that's good.
And we can make it 4-2 this weekend while I'm there.
Let's do it.
Here's the problem.
What?
The mush here. Ryan, my brother, is coming. He revealed to me on the Let's Go Duffalo podcast this week.
What did he say?
He has never seen the Bills win.
Oh, no.
And I did not know this.
He might have to stand outside the stadium.
Kimmy, I wouldn't have bought the ticket.
I know. What is he doing?
I said the same thing. He's never watched him.
When was the last time he went to a road game?
He's been to Miami, I think, a couple of times.
Okay.
On that, my dad.
So it's
been
a while.
That's
going
way back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I haven't. We'll ask him when he comes in.
I'm talking Josh Allen era.
No, it was the Josh Allen era.
Oh,
went to Miami. He was there for the Charles Clay drop game.
Oh no.
I know.
All right.
I know. All right. I guess the way that you shut down this Browns team is you have to jump on them early. Like, it is imperative that you...
And they haven't been doing that.
And that's just it, right?
They spot everybody 21 points and then go, all right, let's get started.
Well, that's just it. And with bad teams, it's been even harder. Like, the Patriots, you understand, they have the ability to score, right?
Mm.
But, like, you know, when the Saints go up on you, when the Buccaneers go up on you, both of those games at home, is it weird for an NFL fan base to be more confident playing good teams than we are when
we play bad teams? Because you should be crushing the punks.
Because, like, I told you last week, I said on the show multiple times, I was not more confident I had never been more confident in my life the Bills were going to beat the Patriots. It was not even a question in my mind. When we were going into that Chiefs game, I mean, I know the Chiefs aren't what we thought they were, but same thing. Bengals, I was very confident about that game. This one, I'm like, I don't, I'm not going to sleep on Saturday.
Well, is Myles Garrett also going for the sack record, too?
So Myles Garrett.
So you got that.
Yep, defensive end for the Browns is a sack and a half
something
away
to play for.
From the all-time single-season sack record.
Really?
So we could watch that happen on Sunday. That will be brought up again later in the Tommy Tells It Like It Is segment.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's got that to play for. But, Kimmy, he's been doing
that's
that
one
all,
guy.
And he's been
still
doing it all season. They're 3-11. I mean, even the wild card games the last couple of years. Well, if we look back on, like, the history of this team and bad teams.
Yeah.
2005. The Bills had a chance to make the playoffs in the last week of the season for the first time since 1999. All Drew Bledsoe had to do was beat the backup Steelers on the last week of the season at home, and they lost that game.
Mm.
And then, like, you talk about the wild card games at home the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers had a Hail Mary shot the last play of the game in 2020. Dolphins were playing their third-string quarterback. They had the ball in the last 2 minutes driving with a chance to take the lead and get out of Buffalo with a win. Like, both of those were not good teams. Like I said, I am confident in their chances against the Eagles at home next week. The Browns game on Sunday and that Jets game the last game of the year.
Yeah, the Jets game especially.
Especially if the division's still in play.
Well, and all the pressure of it being like the last game potentially
at
high mark.
Red helmets.
There's just
ooh, the
so much going on that, yeah, everybody's going to be on like pins and needles for that one.
I will tell you, this game kind of does in Cleveland feel like a family reunion.
Wow, what is that?
I've always looked at the Browns as like the cousins of the Bills.
Well, yeah. I mean, similar cities, similar struggles, economies.
Yeah.
Fan base, similar struggles with the team.
But they haven't had the hope that the Bills have had.
They had the hope of Baker Mayfield for like 2 years.
Yeah, short-lived.
But, I mean, yeah, but you went to 4 Super Bowls. They've never been to a Super Bowl.
They've never been to a Super Bowl. But they have the same history of collapse. Yeah. They had the lead in the fourth quarter twice to go to the Super Bowl, and Elway ruined
it.
Well,
there was that Denver, the 90-yard drive.
And then the fumble.
Yeah.
Right?
So they had the two best running backs in the league.
Yes. But like I always enjoy going to Cleveland because I see Browns fans as kindred spirits.
Yeah,
like,
for
you know my pain. We eat the same. We drink the same. Like, I'm really looking forward to going to that game and hanging out with some Browns fans.
Cleveland is a very comfortable place to visit.
Yes. Why do you say it like that?
Because it's not snooty.
Oh,
it's
no,
that uppity.
No.
It's got great stuff. And it's like going over to your buddy's house. You don't have to take your shoes off.
You
don't need a coaster.
That is
this
the
looks
perfect,
like home.
Yeah, right? Perfect way to describe it. Yeah. Look, I've said it before.
Similar weather. Similar accents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, if you are looking for like a day trip to go hang out or like spend the night with like have a good
great
time,
summer town.
Cleveland is that town. And I know everybody craps all over Cleveland.
I always liked everybody I met from Cleveland.
Everybody's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice place.
Taking off to the Cleve. I cannot wait to get to the Cleve. Tomorrow.
The Cleve?
The Cleve.
Oh, okay.
I'm free, baby. I mean, there's nothing better than a town where you can walk, you know, 2 blocks and there's 10 bars there with $2 draft beers.
Yeah, good music.
All right, so Bills Browns, 1 o'clock Sunday. Tommy will be making his picks just after 7:45 this morning. Keep in mind, please, everything we discuss.
I am. I always take in whatever you all say.
Don't be a dick.
And I mix it around.
Don't be a dick.
I get a feeling.
So we got that just after 7:45. And our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD.
We do not know what he will be. We know that Drew Carey.
Is off the table.
That is off the table. So we'll see.
I'm trying to think of who else is like famous from Cleveland.
Well,
I know there are, but
people.
Nothing pops to mind that would be like he would fit that character.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay. Is there like a big chubby president from Cleveland?
No, you're thinking of Grover Cleveland, who's from New York.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, he got screwed there.
Is Garfield from Cleveland, Ohio?
That's
who you're thinking of, right?
The cat or the president?
Yeah, the lasagna-loving cat who also just missed out on being our 33rd president.
Is that the guy that got shot in Buffalo?
Yes.
That was McKinley.
Yeah, that's McKinley.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's hard.
Was it Grover? No.
Because he's portly enough to be many of our former presidents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he's on. Like
he's
Ryan,
presidentially round.
Ryan is the definition of every president after Lincoln before Trump.
Yeah, those big pudgy ones.
Yeah, yeah. We did have a run of fat presidents.
Yeah, but that was a sign of wealth back then. You're eating good.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll see what Ryan is.
He's a runny-ass Kennedy.
Just after.
That's how we treated him.
Football Friday. See you, Beth.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.